Welcome to The Power of One More. I'm Julie Duncan, and today we explore how small steps, bold faith, and relentless resolve shape us. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to The Power of One More, where we highlight the everyday moments of courage, grit, and heart that create extraordinary transformation. I'm your host, Julie Duncan. Today, we are joined by a leader who built his company not just on service, but on character. Justin Rowling is the founder and local owner of Dirty Dog Carpet Surface and Duck Cleaning, a business known for honesty, dependability, service, and community focus. Through assembling a trustworthy team, he has turned Dirty Dog into a one-stop for specialty cleaning services while giving back generously to the community that supports him. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Julie. Great. Really appreciate the opportunity and happy to be here.
Absolutely. This first segment is all about leadership with heart, leading people with patience, kindness, and grace, even when you don't feel strong yourself. Leaders often feel pressured to hold everything together, and the emotional weight of the guiding of a team can feel heavy. Today, we're unpacking what it means to lead with compassion rather than control, and know that shift transforms everything. Many viewers struggle with leading people while trying to stay patient through mistakes, growth, and challenges. It often feels like they must be the strong one at all times, even when they're tired. This segment helps the leader understand how heart-centered leadership builds trust, loyalty, and long-term success. So, Justin, what did leadership look like for you when you first started, and how does it look now? Can you describe that for the audience?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially when I first started, there wasn't a whole lot of leadership. It was more about keeping myself in line and having a plan and yeah, following with that, because I didn't really have any employees. I had one other person that was working with me, and so day in, day out, it was really a matter of trying to make sure we're doing the right things, yeah, and doing everything that needed to be done. Yeah. And now we have two locations and 12 to 15 employees and a number of trucks and trailers and vans. And we deal with on a daily basis 10 to 15 different customers. And so now there's a lot of leadership, and there's a lot of things to really keep up with and pay attention to. And it's not so much about me as much as it is, yeah, working with my team and making sure, mm-hmm, everybody's on the same page day in and day out.
Wow. Well, I'm reminded how leadership starts with us. And I've heard that said recently, and it kind of took me aback, because oftentimes we think, well, I'm not leading a team, but you started out leading who?
Myself, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So, Justin, have you ever had to give one more chance to an employee who needed grace?
Yeah, had to do that a number of times. Yeah. One great example that comes up right away is I hired a gentleman, I guess probably 2 to 3 years ago now, seems like yesterday, but he was a referral from another employee who's a fantastic employee, and came to work and was doing well for a little while, and then just started having some issues with getting to work on time, mm-hmm, not getting things done the way that they needed to be done. Yeah. And so actually it ended up having to part ways with him.
Oh, wow.
And he was not happy with me at all at the time, and wow, didn't feel like he had done anything wrong. And so probably 6 to 8 months later, he actually reached out to me and he said, I've been thinking about the way that things happened, and I would love to get together and talk a little bit if we could. I realized that I made some mistakes and I should have done some things differently. And I understand if you're not interested in talking with me, but mm-hmm, I really did love my job and I liked working with the company. And so I'd love to get together. And that really that really struck me, because that's a very rare, especially this day and age.
Yes.
And for him to take self-accountability and to, you know, have the the courage, right?
Yes, absolutely.
To reach out to me, and you know, he really liked his job and liked what we do, and so I ended up meeting with him, and I ended up giving him a second chance, and he is actually one of our best employees now. And he's been with me for about, I guess, almost 2 years now since the second time. And he's someone that he's in his early 20s, and he's someone that I look forward to watching grow. And as the company grows, he's going to be a big part of it. So it's pretty cool.
Thank you for sharing that. What a great example of giving somebody grace. Like you said, he's young, and maybe he had some things to learn and grow through. And how awesome that you were the one that gave him a second chance. That doesn't always happen in the business world or in the employment world.
Yeah, and a lot of times it doesn't work out.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
I've done that before, and usually it's against my better judgment to do that. But it's just been it's been a real blessing for both of us, I think.
So would you say you trusted your judgment in that scenario?
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great example. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Love it. Okay. What helps you stay patient when your team struggles or makes mistakes? And this is everyday occurrence in the world of business, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's easy to lose sight of things when things go wrong. But the first thing I always try to do is look in the mirror. And I try to say, hey, number one, is there anything going on here that maybe I could have done better? Mm. Is there anything that I can do better now to fix this? And, you know, from there, once we figure out what the problem is, what can we do? How can we create a process to make sure that this doesn't happen again? And the other big part is, for me, is just I have to remind myself daily that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yes.
Businesses don't grow and scale overnight. Mm-hmm. I've never met a successful person that didn't struggle and go through a ton of challenges and almost break. And to me, the key is just, you know, you've got to bend, just don't break. And so.
Reminds me of what we talked about in the beginning. Leadership begins with us.
Right.
And how humble of you to say, is there something I need to be doing differently? Is there a process that I need to put in place? Mm-hmm. And then also understanding that, you know, every employee, every team member is responsible for himself, right?
Yeah.
But it begins with us as leaders. So kudos to you.
Thanks.
Amazing. Okay, can you share a moment when you realized leadership was more about heart than control? That's a good question, right?
Yeah. I think the big thing about, especially when it's a small business, and especially when you start from really scratch and from nothing, is it's all about heart. You have to care, and you have to make sure that your team, your customers, anyone involved, your vendors, you have to make sure that everybody understands that you care and how much you care and important that everyone else's success is to you, because without everybody else playing their part and doing what it takes day in and day out, you know, it just won't work. And a recent example is we actually just did our Christmas parade over the weekend.
Amazing.
And so getting my team together and just seeing those guys just, they just had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like they weren't there because I forced them to be. I didn't mandate them to come. You know, I asked everyone to come, and they showed up. They put on one of them was wearing a big blow up dog suit. I had one of them wearing a Grinch suit, and another one was dressed as a reindeer. And they had music blasting on the back of the truck bed and bubbles, and they were just dancing, and they just had a blast. And so, like, to me, that's where that really can pull on the heartstrings. And, you know, when your team is there, and it doesn't always feel like work, and that's what's awesome.
Love it. What's a saying? People People don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care.
That's right.
And that's a perfect example of that.
Yep, that's right.
Great illustration. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more. What is the biggest lesson you've learned about leading people?
I would think the biggest lesson is leading first. I want, kind of goes back to the previous question.
Yeah.
No, I don't go out and do all the jobs and I don't, you know, work in the field every day, but I want to make sure that anybody that works for us knows that they're part of a team and I'm always there to support them. And I want them to, I don't ever want to be looked at as a boss or someone mm-hmm. that's, you know, mm-hmm. I don't even really like for them to look at me as a leader so much mm-hmm. as just, hey, this is the guy that started all this and yeah. he's right in there with us.
Love it.
And while I may not be out doing all the jobs, I'm always there for support. I'm always yeah. a phone call away. And, I care about things going right for them just as much as I do for me.
Sure. Sure. Great illustration of how you lead by example.
Just being there.
Yeah.
There's been times where something maybe doesn't go right and where I could just brush it off and make an excuse. I'd hop right in there and sometimes if it's required, I'll drop everything and, yeah. and go meet them and, hey, here's the problem. Let's look at it together. Let's figure it out and jump in there and help them figure it out and get it done.
So no pun intended, but you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, right?
That's right.
Love yep. it. Dirty yep. dog cleaning.
That's right.
Coming up, we'll dive into the power of faith, trusting the process when you don't see the progress. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is a Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching the Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to the Power of One More. We're here with Justin Rowling, shifting now into the powerful role faith plays in business and personal perseverance. So many people feel stuck despite giving their all. This conversation focuses on trusting the process, even when results might feel slow. Viewers often feel discouraged when they don't see progress quickly. This segment explores why small steps matter, how faith strengthens resiliency, and how belief carries leaders through seasons of uncertainty. So, Justin, can you share with us what role does faith play in your business and your daily mindset?
So, faith is just very important in general to me. Being able to get up and face the challenges, not just in business, but in life. Mm-hmm. You get hit with different challenges in different ways and things that you just would never even expect almost daily. Mm-hmm. And so,
amen.
So faith is very important because, you know, not just in a religious aspect, but, you know, you have to have, you know, I have faith in God. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times where when it looks like I don't see a way out, a lot of times I just will lean on that. But then I also have to have faith in myself.
Amen.
Right?
Yes,
and so
yes, yes.
I have to remind myself, I didn't get into this because I thought it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
I didn't get into it because I thought I was going to get rich at all, let alone overnight. Right? And mm-hmm. so I just have to remind myself that if I don't believe in myself, then who does?
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Because there are plenty of times where you're going to feel like no one else believes in you and your goal and your vision, especially mm-hmm. when you first start.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but thirdly, and some days more importantly, I have to have faith in my people and my team.
Amen.
And
yes.
so I have to have the faith that they understand the vision mm-hmm. and I have to do a good job of providing the vision. But I have to have faith that they're going to, I hired them, I trained them. Mm-hmm. I believed in them enough
yeah.
to hire them in the first place. So I have to have faith that they're going to do the right thing day in and day out,
wow.
get it done. And I also have faith that they're going to make mistakes. And when they do, we're going to work through it, and we're going to keep going forward. So
I'm so glad that you shared all that, because that is Leadership 101, and you are really pouring into the audience right now. So thank you, Justin. I see why you're the leader of your company. Can you share a time when you had to trust the process, even when you could not see the results? That's faith, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's been a number of times from when we first started to, I think a great example is, as you know, we have two locations mm-hmm. with Dirty Dog, and we started the first location in Harrisonburg, which is about right at exactly an hour away from uh-huh. here, uh-huh. and built that up, got it going really good, and basically proved that it's a good business model and it works. And so we decided to start a second location, which is right here in Winchester. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it feels like it isn't happening as fast as yeah. it did the first time around in Harrisonburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's been many a times that me and Kevin is our operations mm-hmm. Manager, and a lot of times that me and Kevin just have to remind each other,
yeah,
hey, man, this isn't supposed to happen overnight. It's yeah. not supposed to be easy. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen overnight the first time in Harrisonburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't easy the first time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just got to keep doing what we know is right and what works and keep working at it. And we were just last week, we were on a business call with Mario, our business coach. And
love it.
We had to, you know, I just said, hey, Mario, there's a number of goals and things that we're not reaching at the moment, mm-hmm. but we're making progress. And I just always remind Kevin, hey, look at where we are today versus where we were last year.
Yes.
You know, our first year in Winchester, we didn't even have jobs every day of the week. Mm-hmm. While we aren't as growing as fast as we would like sometimes, we are growing. We're doing a good job, and we're doing it the right way, and we're now booked out sometimes a full week ahead, and right. you know, so mm-hmm. we just have to, again, have the faith and yeah. and just keep at it.
Yeah, great mindset, and I love how you're really tapped into not comparing, because that can yeah. be the death of a business, whether you compare to your prior goal or your prior business a year ago, you know, 6 months ago, or you compare to everybody else on the map. It can kill a business. It can kill a mindset.
Thief of joy,
quickly.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. Take the joy away. All right, awesome. What small steps do you take on hard days to keep believing in yourself and your mission? I think you just kind of talked about that a little
yeah,
bit, but can
so,
you expand?
Yeah, again, it really just comes back to the faith and remembering why did we start this?
Yes.
By the way, this month we're 5 years in, and so that's huge in itself.
Yeah.
If mm-hmm. if you know about the 5 year
yes.
Business survival rate,
right?
So, yeah, just reminding myself, hey, some things are as things get easier, new things come, new challenges come
yes.
that are still going to be harder. And mm-hmm. I think the reality is, it's never going to be easy. It's not yeah. supposed to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Business, especially small business, is one of the hardest things that a person can do. And part of the reason most businesses don't make it 5 years is the owner or the founder, they throw in the towel and they give up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
just something I'm never willing to do.
I love your determination. So can you speak to the next level that Justin needs to show up when you're growing and scaling?
Yeah, so this next coming year, we have plans at our original location in Harrisonburg mm-hmm. I'm working with two of our employees that do a fantastic job and have been mm-hmm. with us for a few years now. And so the next step is I'm training them and I'm working my way out of the daily operations.
Wow.
And because I have faith in both of them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know that they care about the company, they see the vision,
yeah.
and their work ethic matches mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are working to move to have those two kind of co-manage the company in Harrisonburg. Kevin already does a fantastic job of managing the daily operations here in Winchester. And so from there, once they can do that, it'll save me a lot of time running around and doing estimates and doing some of the things that I do on a daily basis that I love, by the way.
But
the company can't grow if I don't grow with it, right? So number one, I have got to selfishly grow and make a plan to get myself to that next level, but unselfishly invest in my people and grow them. That's one of the most important parts of business to me is really working with the people that they drive the business every day. And so invest in them rather than go out and hire a general manager that's got experience. And, you know, we keep going back to faith, but I want to keep having faith in them and work with them and give them the opportunity.
Wow. I love how you are tapped into, I need to become the leader that I need to be, that I'm called to be able to empower them. And that's leadership 101, when you empower them to then be leaders. But you have to show up and be willing to let go a little bit, step back, have faith in them. So thank you for sharing that, because that's really true leadership there, Justin.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next, we'll talk about taking risks, how to grow boldly without losing yourself along the way. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is The Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching The Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to The Power of One. Let's jump into one of the biggest fears business owners face, taking risks. Many leaders worry that one wrong move will ruin everything, especially when responsibility, family, and reputation are on the line. This segment focuses on how to evaluate risks wisely, how courage and wisdom work together, and how risk-taking leads to breakthroughs when done with intention. Justin, can you share with the audience, what was the first big risk you ever took with your business? And I'm thinking even getting started was probably it, but please share.
Yeah, so the first big risk is just that, is taking the leap, believing in your goals, your vision, and making it happen. And I think that even more than the percentage of businesses that don't make it 5 years, I think it's a humongous percent of businesses that never even start, because there's never a good time to start a business. Yeah. And there's always going to be a reason not to do it. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, I don't know, I don't have enough money saved right now, or I've got kids at home, or I'm waiting for this to happen, or I'm waiting for that to happen. Yeah. You got to start. And so that was probably the biggest challenge, for sure. Going totally financially all in and literally putting everything I have into this business, you know, that's pretty risky.
It is.
And then we did it twice, right? So we've done it in Winchester now too. And so that was probably the second biggest risk.
Wow. So my burning, I can't help but think, what is your why then? Those are huge risks, especially if you have a family and children and, you know, the financial aspect about. But when our why is big enough, but I'm wondering what your why is.
So I think your why can change. Mm-hmm. And when I first started, my why was I wanted freedom. I wanted to, financial freedom is a goal for everyone. But more importantly, I wanted the freedom to do things that I wanted to do when I wanted to do them my way and have the independence. And so that will always be part of my why. Mm-hmm. Now, as we've been in business a few years and we've got two locations going, and I've got some awesome employees that have been with me for a number of years. And now my why is to work with them and watch them grow. See the business grow and the people in it evolve and grow and become leaders. Nice. But also what we do in the community is also a huge why to me now. Yeah. Love to support the community. It's just fantastic when people say, oh, we've, you know, in the parade this past weekend, when somebody yells, "Oh, dirty dog, they cleaned our air ducts." Like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes.
So to become a known business in the area with a good reputation,
yeah,
that's a big part of it now too.
Yeah, great wise, love it. And how do you decide when to push forward and when to slow down?
Great question. I slow down when things when the wheels start coming off. Mm. It's very difficult for me to slow down. I'm not, since I think my mother would tell you since I was, she's been trying to figure that out since I was born, probably since I could walk. So, and to push forward when things get hard, the harder things get, the harder I push.
Yeah.
Because often the biggest challenges on the other side is going to be the biggest progress. And so that's really kind of how I make those decisions.
Yeah. I think for many of us business owners, the key is learning to slow down before the wheels come off.
Right.
But I totally understand. I'm very type A myself, so I really understand that philosophy. But it's a journey, right?
That's right.
That's right. All right. All right. Did you ever take a risk that scared you but later changed the trajectory of your life?
Change the trajectory of my life. I would say going back to just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
I left a car dealership, a dealer group is my previous experience. I was managing 5 service departments. I was making fine money.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided I wanted to take that risk and be able to, again, have freedom, right? And I'll always love the car business. I learned so much from it, and it's because of my experience and what I learned there that I believed in myself enough to come do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that would be it. I mean, my life is completely different now.
Yeah.
My life isn't easier,
mm-hmm.
but
it.
it's still on my terms, and that's worth a lot of money to me.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So, freedom can mean a lot of things, right?
That's right.
I hear you. I hear you. Okay. How do you help yourself stay brave when the next steps feel pretty uncertain? Courage. Have courage. Have confidence. Be brave.
Yeah. Just, again, looking at my whys. Looking at why did I start this to begin with? What are my goals? What do I want to do? Because none of that's changed, right? And so I just have to remind myself, this isn't supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to happen overnight.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just remind myself that it's not all about me. And I now have bigger, like we just talked about, I now have bigger things, right? Yeah. I have people counting on me every day in tons of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Employees, customers, there's local community things now that reach out to me and we work with them every year now. And so it's bigger than myself now, and that's pretty cool.
Love it. And I'm sure our audience is relating. So thank you for pouring into us today, Justin. And lastly, what advice would you give to someone who wants to grow but feels afraid to start? Because you're the king of starting in many ways, it sounds like.
So my advice to, and I'm going to probably embarrass her when she sees this, but I have an employee that is no longer an employee. She worked with me for, gosh, almost 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me and said that she had decided to move on and she wanted to start her own business. And her husband they've talked about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to start a food truck and, you know, do barbecue. He's a great cook. You know, they make really great barbecue and stuff. And so, you know, I hated to see her go. In fact, I talked to her this morning.
Uh-huh.
But I told her, I said, hey, there's never going to be a good time to do this.
Yeah.
And you're going to find reasons not to do it. And you've just got to do it. And so what happens if you don't is 5 years from now, you're going to have regret. You're going to wish that you had done it. That's if you don't do it at all. I can tell you right now, I wish I had gotten into this 10 years earlier than I did, right? Yeah. And and I think anybody that's got a business that's been going for a while and you know still loves what they do would say the same thing. So
wow. So I'm thinking as you're speaking that you really changed her life by embracing her ideas and empowering her.
Yeah, I don't know if I changed her life, but I certainly, you know, there's a lot of people that when somebody comes to them and says they want to go do their own thing will take offense to it. Or I can tell you, I was told I wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, I was rather than anyone, not anyone. There were some people, but there were a lot of people that didn't believe in me mm-hmm. and thought I was crazy. Yeah. And, you know, why would you do that? You've got a great job, you know. Great 401k at a business that's been around a long time, and you know, but again, you've got to believe in yourself. And so when she let me know what she was gonna do, yeah, I support her 100%. And you know, if my business only ran because of one person,
yeah, correct.
Then I've got bigger problems anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, she went about it the right way, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm right there in her corner.
I love it. I think you're being very humble, but I think your empowerment could have really helped her to move forward.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for sharing that. It's a great mm-hmm. example. We'll be right back. Coming up, we discuss the courage to show up online, even when doubt and comparison try to silence us. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is a Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching the Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to the Power of One. In this closing segment, we dive into the courage it takes to show up online, especially for those who fear judgment, comparison, or not being good enough. This is where authenticity meets bravery and where one more moment of courage can change a business forever. Many viewers struggle with fear of posting online. They worry about criticism or not looking perfect. This segment reframes online presence as an opportunity for honesty, connection, and growth. So, Justin, can you share a little bit about what helped you find the courage to post your cleaning transformations online? I know you do a lot of your own social media work. Mm-hmm. So what gave you the courage to start to share these transformations?
I would say to me, number one, it's especially in our business, it's mandatory, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to do it. Yeah. People believe what they see. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so, okay. And then secondly, I just believe in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Our team they do a great job yeah. and they produce great results. And the nice thing about us with social media and the videos and the content is it all is, again, you got to see it to believe it. Yeah. And you can truly see it, you can see the results. So,
yeah, I love it. And you're also serving the community and serving Winchester and Harrisonburg. So mm-hmm. the people don't know where to find you. You can't serve them.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
It's just how it
exactly.
works.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. All right. Have you ever feared, judgment or negative comments online? Share a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's natural for everyone to have a little bit of fear of judgment or, you know, well, what is this person going to think about this mm-hmm. and that? Mm-hmm. I would say that... I really, anytime I get any kind of fear that comes at me, I just try to really focus on the end game, yeah. The vision, the goal. And so also I try to just remind myself that it's a part of it. It's,
yeah.
it's a part of the business. And there are times where I just flat out make a mistake and sometimes you just deserve it.
Yeah.
And so
that's humble. Yeah.
What I do is I accept it, I learn from it, and I make changes as they need to be made. Mm-hmm. And if I don't feel like I made a mistake, if I don't feel like the negative comments or the judgment was merited, block it out.
Amen.
There's no
Amen.
Space for it.
I love delete, that we can just delete today's
That's right.
world and not let it take up any rent in our mind, right?
You've got to have a short memory when it comes to yeah. that stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get rid of your long-term memory, right?
That's right. Be a goldfish.
Yep. I love it. How did one more video or post help your business grow?
I would say that all that stuff is important. And we recently just worked with someone that helped us at Brunk Creative. And he made some different reels for us. But mm-hmm. one video that we did that I specifically wanted done was air duct cleaning. And it was basically me explaining the process mm-hmm. because we do a number of specialty cleaning services, but air duct cleaning is one that they're all important, but mm-hmm. air duct cleaning is one that the customers, they just don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so, because it's getting increasingly popular, but it's something that there's not a whole lot to really see as it's happening because all the work and all the results are inside of the air ducts. And so, sure, we can get some video and some pictures and things, but I wanted to give them an idea of what to expect. And so now when we are scheduling or answering questions, we can just say, we're going to shoot you over an estimate and we're also going to send you a video. Mm-hmm. It's a minute and a half long,
nice.
But you're going to see the entire process.
Nice.
And so we had that made just last month, and we posted it on social media. I sponsored it and you know, did some paid ads with it. And our air duct cleaning, like you could see almost overnight, it increased our volume and the calls. And so different types of social media stuff and videos create different responses from customers and for your business. So,
you just spoke so clearly of the mission of this show, the power of one more. One more can change a trajectory of your business.
That's right.
Thank you for sharing that. Of course, I love it. Why do you think people connected so much with real, honest content? Why is that so important?
I think transparency, being real, being honest is important in life in general. I don't want friends that aren't real and honest.
Yeah.
I don't want relationships that aren't real and honest. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do business with companies that I don't feel are real and honest, yeah. right? So to me, it's very important to show that. People can relate better to it if they can actually see the process and mm-hmm. see what's being done. The beauty of our business is it's pretty simple to get videos of and see before and afters and see the results. But to me, that's what my customers want, and those are the kinds of customers that I want to deal with.
Sure.
You know, I want to deal with customers that want honesty, that want to deal with a good company that's going to treat them right and do the right things.
Yeah. And, you know, as a business owner, you need to be authentic and honest. It's,
right.
It's just, it sounds like it's just your brand. It's who you are.
Yep.
Absolutely.
100%.
Okay. Justin, can you share, what do you say to someone who wants to start but feels kind of shy to try? Or
go for it.
You just
got to jump in.
Yeah.
And business is not for the weak of heart. It's not for someone that's, you can be shy socially, but business-wise, you can't. You've got to be all in or mm-hmm. stay out because it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And if you're not prepared for that and you're not prepared to struggle and fight and work through everything that comes your way, then you might as well just keep working for somebody else. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But if you want to own your own business, then jump in and don't look back.
So you have the mindset that you need to be the CEO of Dirty Dog Cleaning. That mm-hmm. just summed it up.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So important.
Absolutely.
You know, Crystal always says Crystal Clear Business Strategies, Crystal mm-hmm. Smith. And it was just a resounding yes, yes, yes. The first time I heard it as an executive coach was mindset is everything. As a business coach, where do we start? We start with our mindset.
That's right.
So thank you for confirming that today,
mm-hmm.
and thank you for pouring into our audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Justin, it's been incredibly inspiring having you on the show today. It's been inspiring for me listening to you and fleshing out all of these wonderful ideas on leadership and how you work your business. I'm sure our audience is going to want to know more. How do we find you? How do they find you online?
Yeah, again, thanks for having me. Sure. It's always great to talk shop. Yeah. But to find us, you can start at dirtydogcleaning.com. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Again, look for Dirty Dog Cleaning. We are on. We have a YouTube channel that we don't do a ton with yet, but we do have some videos and we post some things on there from time to time. We do our best to try to be in the community and mm-hmm. and be around. You should see our trucks and their logos all over them, all over the place. And of course, the good old telephone still works too. 540-209-8416.
I love it. And the brand just speaks for itself, Dirty Dog Cleaning.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin, thank you for sharing your heart, your journey, and your courage with us today. Your story shows that leadership is built on compassion, faith, and it carries us through slow seasons. Courage fuels growth, and authenticity creates connection. To everyone watching, thank you for joining us. Remember, one more step, one more act of courage, and one more moment of belief can change everything. We'll see you next time on The Power of One.